I set off up to this cliff, which is quite a substantial cliff. It's on a mountain called Knocknagaunch, isn't it?
Yeah.
And does at its left hand end does this great gully. So I started scuttling up the gully, and it got sort of steeper and steeper. I could see from below there was sort of a shelf with a sort of a crack that I thought I could jam my hands and feet in. And at the top of the crack then there was a roof, and I kept my hands over the top and pulled myself up and all would be well. But in fact, when I got my hands in the top, my hands in the top of my boots, jammed my shoes and chapped the crack, got my hands over the top, and it was smooth as a baby's bottom and slanting like that. So there was nothing I could do except hang on for a bit and fall out of my boots, fall out of my shoes, and I fell about 60 feet back down the gully, and just very lucky to stop before the ground got really nasty.
Yeah.
So I sort of made my way back. I think I had to go up part of the way because I'd lost my glasses and my shoes, and I forgot I got one of them but not the other. Yeah.
No damage to yourself? No.
I was pretty bruised. Anyway,
I think you were lying in your tent for about 3 days.
About 3 days, and Cornwall had to turn me over because I couldn't sleep on my back. And I could sleep on one side or the other side, but I couldn't go through the back in turning over, so Cornwall had to turn me from one side to the other.
But you wouldn't let him pull the shirt away?
Yeah.
Because too much flesh would have come
out. Well, blood would spurt out, so the shirt pulls me back. So anyway, then we felt well enough to cycle back from Sneem to Killarney.